So next up, we've got Jim of Seattle with Gray.
Blue, am I blue? Am I feeling that well-known cliche of a hue? She left me alone, so I ought to be blue. But no, I'm not blue, cause I know about blue. It's a sapphire ring, it's the view from the boat. The sweet surprise of that particular note. I'm not really blue, not at all. My vote would be gray. I feel gray. I feel dismal and dark and depressed every day. I'm decidedly down, wanna drink till I drown. Even better than brown, I'm gray.
This was another song I liked right away. And I don't know, like, what he did to evoke that 60s style, but I definitely feel like this would be something like you'd hear on a 60s TV theme song. I really love the gang vocals on the chorus that go gray, and they shout gray, and it's just really like pounding gray in. And the lyrics are just funny and extremely clever. Like, he talks about all the colors he's, you know, could be. Like, he could be green, he could have some jealousy, he could be red, he could be angry about the situation. You know, he could be that cliched color blue, but no, he's gray. And he finds a different way of saying that he's not that color, and he's not all the colors he's not, and then he always returns to gray. And then he lists examples of what, you know, what blue means, what red means, and what green could mean, why he's not any of those things. It's interesting that this is like an upbeat, fun song about like how everything is dismal and dark and miserable, but it just works. And then there's like this part of the song, I think it's at the ending of the bridge, and it goes, and again, and again, and again, and it's like, it's just this sort of crescendo high point, and it just feels so 1960-something. Like, I feel like I've heard that sort of style many, many times, so he really nails a particular sound. The lyrics, like, really engage with the prompt. You know, there's lots of talks about what different colors mean and how he's not any of those things and why he's gray. There's a number of songs about gray on here, and I think this is the very best of them.
I love the density of these lyrics. The sort of relentless assault of lines and rhymes, and it's all just very fun and charming. And like you, I noticed that the lyrics describe the narrator as dismal and dark and depressed. But the tempo and delivery is so upbeat and hyper that it's energizing instead of a downer. Like, I remember first time I heard The Police doing So Lonely, which was ages and ages and ages ago, and just being sort of amazed at how, you know, the lyrics are very bluesy, and about how, you know, somebody's very upset about, you know, being lonely and stuff like that. But it's so hyper and so energetic, and I just really love the weird dichotomy there. But anyhow, and I get that in this song too. I think it's a great song with great melodies, and it's just fun.
Yeah, I really love this one too. And there's a lot of songs, I mean, and this is natural because of the prompt throughout the round, that try to work with a color almost like ignoring the general vibe that we associate with that color. Like, there's a bunch of songs about blue that aren't even necessarily trying to reckon with the fact that blue is literally a word in English that means sad or so, you know, and is almost even cliched. And I love that Jim of Seattle actually took the, like, what you expect to be associated with these colors, put it right out there and said, no, I'm not actually that. I'm this other thing. And yeah, I just appreciated addressing that. The kind of rhythmic thing that happens pretty much throughout the song, where the beginning of a new section, whether it's verse or chorus, starts with just the word itself, blue, am I blue, dot, da, 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 like emptier phrases, just a single word, single note, leave some space. And then the next couple of lines are these like much faster, and the combination of like the slow, the kind of more open measure followed by the real packed measure of words is like a nice back and forth that's really creatively done. I heard from Jim in the Zoom chat we were having before the listening party started that he wrote these lyrics all first without even a melody in mind, and that's like amazing to hear now, actually, that I see the thing, because the melodies really work great with the lyrics that are written here. And I'm almost like taking a lesson for my own songwriting, that like putting words down even before you know how you're going to sing them might ultimately lead you to something creative, even melodically. So hats off. I love this one.